Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about some common myths associated with diabetes. You know, when people hear diabetes, what's the first thing they think of?
The person has horns.
That's not what they think of. But they think of right away, if they have diabetes, they think that complications like blindness, they're going to have to get an arm cut off, the kidneys are going to fail, or that's inevitable.
Their fingers break off.
Right. And we know that that's not necessarily the case. But the cornerstone to making sure that that doesn't occur is regularly checking your blood sugar levels to make sure that they're maintaining themselves. Also, staying active and eating healthy are also the cornerstones to making sure that that happens. So just because you have diabetes doesn't mean that those things are inevitable. The other thing is, it's like when people say, I just have a little bit of diabetes, it's like saying, you know, I'm a little bit pregnant. It's either you are or you're not. There's no in between.
So you can't have a mild case?
You can't have a mild case. And I recently had a patient, Lee, that came to me and said, you know what? They said I have diabetes, but I'm going about this the homeopathic way.
Really?
You know what that means?
They're ignoring it.
They're not doing anything.
Exactly.
So don't associate the homeopathic way. And it's really important to make sure that if you are diagnosed with diabetes, especially the adult onset, you may need to go on medication right away and to help monitor that blood sugar level, those blood sugar levels. And you may have to go and modify your diet. You have to also modify your exercise program as well. The other thing people think when they hear diabetes, they think right away, they think that eating sugary foods that they can't do.
Right.
And that's not necessarily the case because, you know, just table sugar doesn't raise your blood sugar any more than some of the, like, you know, starches like baked potatoes.
Or plums.
Right. So, you know, you can have that, but it's one of those things you have to maintain. It's really a lot of times the quantity of how much you're eating of that. So another myth is, I'm not going to be able to travel anywhere. You know, if I have diabetes, I can't go anywhere. That's not true.
Really?
Absolutely.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.